Amla Manjari Mataji here with us today, and Mataji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.29.55 onwards. But before we jump into this nectarine class, I will request Mohini Lakshmi Mataji to please share a little bit of introduction about Amla Manjari Mataji. Mohini Lakshmi Mataji?
No, I didn't say.
You didn't say?
I said she wanted to introduce herself.
Oh, sorry, Mataji.
Yeah, because we already had Mataji's introduction last time, so we will not have this time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We already know Mataji.
I'm sorry about the confusion, that's Mataji.
Introduction, yeah.
So Mataji, thank you so much, Amla Manjari Mataji. Thank you for your time this morning, your valuable association, and giving us this opportunity to have you here again. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, this is in Bhagavatam time. So we will hear about from Bhagavatam, about the Bhagavata, about, you know, so very nice. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be in the association of this of the devotees. Very grateful to you. And I see all the exalted devotees who come. I feel like, wow, you know, you've just created such a nice assembly of devotees. Very inspiring. So thank you. So we'll start with the prayers and then we will see. You can hear me, no? Am I audible properly?
Yes, yes, Mataji.
Okay. Yes, okay. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam lankhayate girim yatkripa tamaham vande shri gurundina tarinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadadi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Rekunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramadarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Hari Om Tat Sat Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna to all the devotees. My humble obeisances to all of you. So when I attended last time, when I had the opportunity to have all your association, and then later on I was hearing about Vaishnava Raja Sabha. I don't know, maybe all of you know about it, that the acharyas always envisioned a Vaishnava Raja Sabha, the universal assembly of devotees. So I was thinking, through this conference, what you are creating is that Vaishnava Raja Sabha. I can see devotees are there from all parts of the world. Many devotees told me they hear the recordings later. Many of them join for the live session. No, so there is this assembly of devotees. So all the devotees, like the acharyas, and they, from Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, then coming to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, envisioned this Vaishnava Raj Sabha. And that is what Srila Prabhupada started as the governing body commission, the devotees from all over the world coming together and discussing how we can spread this glories of Lord Krishna, glories of Lord Chaitanya, all over the world, all over the universe. So when we hear about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are like Vaishnavas, not just thinking about just this, our country or our planet. No, it's the universe. No, we heard in this recent parikrama, the Navamandal parikrama in the Purushottam month that's happening. His Grace Janivas Prabhu was telling about this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was walking, he looked up in the moon and said, "You see, the moon, now they are becoming too much materialistic. We have to go and preach there." And so the vision of a Vaishnava is beyond all material divisions, every material division. So, you know, I feel very fortunate to be in this Vaishnava assembly of devotees from all many parts of the world, different places. So thank you for giving me this opportunity. So my service today, by all your blessings, I hope I'll be able to serve you in some way. Today, it's just, you know, in the assembly, we just discuss about the glories of Krishna. So about Srila Prabhupada, what is the benefit and what is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us? So I'm given the service of facilitating some discussion or speak about Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, verse 55. So, like, I'll just recite the verse once. Sattvam vichachya. Sattvam vichachya mruga cheshtidam atmanontas chittam niyachya hruti karna dunim cha chitte jahyanganashramam asattama yudhagadham prinihi hamsa sharanam virama kramena. Word-to-word translation, sa, that very person, tvam, you, vichachya, considering, mruka cheshtitam, the activities of the deer, atmanaha, of the self, anta, within, chittam, consciousness, niyacha, fix, hridi, in the heart, karna, dunim, oral reception, cha, and chitte, unto the consciousness, jahi, give up, Angana ashramam, household life. Asattama, most abominable. Yudha gadham, full of stories of man and woman. Prinihi, just accept. Hamsa sharanam, the shelter of the liberated souls. Virama, become detached. Kramena, gradually. Translation by His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear King, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. Give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. In this way, please give up your attraction for material existence. Purport. In one of his songs, Srila Narottam Das Thakur writes, ಕರ್ಮಕಾಂಡ ಜ್ಞಾನಕಾಂಡ ಕೇವಲ ವಿಶೇರ ಭಾಂಡ ಅಮೃತ ಬಲಿಯ ಏವ ಖಾಯ ನಾನಾ ಯೋನಿ ಸದಾ ಫಿರೆ ಕದರ್ಯ ಭಕ್ಷಣಕರೆ ತಾರ ಜನ್ಮ ಅದ ಪದೇಯಾಯ ಫ್ರೂಟಿವ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಕಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾಯ್ಸನ್ ಹೂಎವರ್ ಡ್ರಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಟು ಬಿ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್ ವೆರಿ ಹಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲೈಫ್ in different types of bodies. Such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by his activities of so-called sense enjoyment. People are generally enamored of the fruitive results of worldly activity and mental speculation. They generally desire to be promoted to heavenly planets, merge into the existence of Brahman, or keep themselves in the midst of family life, enchanted by the pleasures of tongue and genitals. The great sage Narada clearly instructs King Barhishman not to remain his entire life in the Grihastha Ashrama. Being in the Grihastha Ashrama means being under the control of one's wife. One has to give up all this and put himself into the ashrama of the Paramahamsa, that is, put himself under the control of the spiritual master. The Paramahamsa ashrama is the ashrama of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whom the spiritual master has taken shelter. The symptoms of the bona fide spiritual master are stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 3rd chapter, 21st verse. ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಗುರುಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯೇತ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಶ್ರೇಯ ಉತ್ತಮಂ ಶಾಬ್ದೇ ಪರೇ ಚ ನಿಷ್ಣಾತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯು ಉಪಶಮಾಶ್ರಯಂ. ಎನಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸೈರಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಚೀವಿಂಗ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿನೆಸ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಸೀಕ್ ಔಟ್ ಅ ಬೋನಫೈಡ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬೈ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಷನ್. ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and arguments and thus be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. A Paramahamsa is one who has taken shelter of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one takes shelter of the Paramahamsa spiritual master, gradually through training and instruction, he will become detached from worldly life and ultimately return home back to Godhead. The particular mention of Anganashramam, Asatama Yudha Gadham is very interesting. The whole world is in the clutches of Maya, being controlled by woman. Not only is one controlled by the woman who is one's wife, but one is controlled by so many sex literatures. That is a cause of one's being entangled in the material world. One cannot give up this abominable association through one's own effort. But if one takes shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, who is a Paramahamsa, he will gradually be elevated to the platform of spiritual life. The pleasing words of the Vedas that inspire one to elevate oneself to the heavenly planets or merge into the existence of the Supreme are for the less intelligent, who are described in Bhagavad Gita as Mayaya Apahruta Chetan. Abhruta Jnana, those whose knowledge is taken away by the illusory energy. Real knowledge means understanding the miserable condition of material life. One should take shelter of a bona fide liberated soul, the spiritual master, and gradually elevate himself to the spiritual platform and thus become detached from the material world. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Hamsa Sharanam refers to the cottage in which saintly persons live. Generally, a saintly person lives in a remote place in the forest or in a humble cottage. However, we should note that the times have changed. It may be beneficial for a saintly person's own interest to go to the forest and live in a cottage. But if one becomes a preacher, especially in Western countries, he has to invite many classes of men who are accustomed to living in comfortable apartments. Therefore, in this age, a saintly person has to make proper arrangements to receive people and attract them to the message of Krishna consciousness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, perhaps for the first time, introduced motor cars and palatial buildings for the residents of saintly persons just to attract the general public in big cities. The main fact is that one has to associate with a saintly person. In this age, people are not going to search out a saint in the forest. So the saints and sages have to come to the big cities to make arrangements to receive the people in general who are accustomed to modern amenities of material life. Gradually, such persons will learn that palatial buildings or comfortable apartments are not at all necessary. The real necessity is to become free from material bondage in whatever way possible. According to the orders of Srila Rupa Goswami, Anasattasya Vishayan Yadharhin Upayunchata Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagyam Uchyate. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated about possessiveness. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-255. One should not be attached to material opulence, but material opulence may be accepted in the Krishna consciousness movement to facilitate the propagation of the movement. In other words, material opulence may be accepted as yukta vairagya, that is, for renunciation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so we come to the beginning and we can see, I'll read the translation once again. My dear king, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. Give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. In this way, please give up your attraction for material existence. So in this verse, we can see how Narad Muni slowly progresses. Imagine he walked in and then started speaking to the king this verse. He didn't speak any of the stories, just started saying, be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. What if Narad Muni just walked in and started speaking that? Will the king accept? No. So here, Narad Muni is showing how we give this Krishna consciousness to others. We know in Srila Prabhupada also personally showed by his example how to come to the level of the person and then speak in that way. Like that pastime of that person who goes for this car racing. And then when he came to meet Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada started asking him, oh, so how is this car race? How, what all you do? So how is your everything about that race, he asked. And then this person also, wow, like, because that's something which interests him, he also started speaking about race, this, and like that. And then finally, Prabhupada says, but sometimes do you meet an accident sometime when you are in this car race? And then he said, yes. And then Prabhupada took the conversation completely into how this material life, even if it is so much of, it gives some drops of happiness, but there is so much misery also. So as an Acharya, Srila Prabhupada also showed us when we read Leelamrita, and especially like in the United States, you can see how Srila Prabhupada, when he came, he observed people for almost a year. He just observed what are these people up to, how are they, and then came up with how they can be given, this Krishna consciousness can be given to them, in what way they can be given. So here we can see Narad Muni slowly preaching and told many stories, and the king also knew, okay, who is this person? Who is Puranjana? Who is so nice? He has got his wife. Oh, he has got a city like me. Oh, very nice. He has got the guards everywhere. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, then this Kalakanya came. Oh, no, this. No. So like that slowly brought it up. And then finally he said, okay. Now this, he explained the example of the allegory of the deer as well, how the deer is eating, happy with the family, but unaware of the tiger who's going to kill him. So then now he tells full instruction. So we can see sometimes we also do this way, that we speak what they like to hear, but we are not able to bring it to this verse of telling them this is what life is. Please chant Hare Krishna. Please take up Krishna conscious. Because that we are not able to say. So Narad Muni is saying, okay, you tell all the stories, but at the end, give them this information also what they should do. So here, very clearly telling, give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. So the first thing is we are trying to enjoy in this material world, and then we come to know that, oh, when we go to the heavenly planets, we get so much more enjoyment. Okay, let me work towards going to the heavenly planets. But Narad Muni says, don't do that. Don't try to go to the heavenly planets or give up this fruitive activities and mental speculation. Now, Srila Prabhupada, and this we can see how he explains each part of it. And here we can see how much important it is to have a spiritual master or an acharya to explain to us what each of this means. Even if we read just the translation, how much can we understand? If suppose a new person just starts, opens, and then see this, give up household life. And you're like, oh no, I shouldn't. I want to be with my, I cannot, I have the responsibility. How I will leave my children, how I will leave my family. You know, if you just read that, give, we get really, you know, that's why so many people think that I don't want to take up spiritual life because then I have to leave everything. Sorry. So if you just read the translation, even if we, after, you know, those who are chanting knows about Krishna consciousness, read that, then we think, no, this is not for me, like that. But that is why Srila Prabhupada's purpose, this Bhakti Vedanta purpose, are very important, because only then we will know how to practically implement. Because so many people just read here and there without fully scrutinizingly studying Srila Prabhupada's books, come to their own conclusions. So here in this purpose, Srila Prabhupada explains each and every part of it. So first one, and also we can see that Srila Prabhupada never tells something as his statement, quoting from the Shastras. Okay, if you have any doubt with what I am saying, go refer to Narottam Das Thakur and what he has said. Go refer to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, refer to Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not telling anything on my own. It is all the Shastras. So Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, we can see here. So here, first he quotes the Srila Narottam Das Thakur saying, fruitive activities and mental speculation are cups of poison. We may be thinking we are drinking nectar, but it is actually poison, because when we drink them, we have to struggle. Struggling is poisonous. No, we, none of us want to struggle. We just want to be happy. We don't want the struggle part of it. But Narottam Das Thakur says, if you drink this poison, you have to struggle, not this lifetime. Life after life, there is no escape from that. So such a person eats all kinds of nonsense and becomes condemned by activities of so-called sense enjoyment. So Narottam Das Thakur is telling, don't be into this fruitive activities, mental speculation. Now, okay, we have to leave it. Now then we will ask, no, what then, what do I do? I leave the sense gratification. Fine. Then what do I do? Like people will say, you know, how do you enjoy life? You don't watch movies. You don't go to the restaurant. You don't watch television. You don't read any magazine. Then what do you do? What will I do for my sense enjoyment? You are telling that, okay, stop all this. stop this sense enjoyment activities. Now what do? I'll just simply sit. Like, when we have all the opulence, at that time, this is what will come. Okay, I enjoyed so much. Now what? So this the Beatles, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, they had all the fame, all money, all facilities, everything. But then they didn't know what to do and they couldn't find solution for the world's problems. So what did they decide? They decided that they will travel from one country to another, take a flight, travel to another country, book a hotel room, go there, just lie down because they don't know what to do. They have reached the summit of sense gratification, but they can't find solution to the problem. War is happening. There are problems in the world. They don't know what to do. So they decided doing nothing is a solution. So they just book restaurant, like hotels, go there, lie down, and then travel from there, go to the next country, book a hotel there, lie down. Like, so the Dhananjay Prabhu in Srila Prabhupada memories explains this, and he says that then the devotees, what they said, they sent them a set of Srila Prabhupada's books, and then said, anyway, you're not doing anything, so please chant Hare Krishna and read these books. So you please start chanting Hare Krishna. So when for devotees, that is why it is easy, because we are not telling that stop, don't watch movie. Okay, if you want to watch about Krishna, watch Srila Prabhupada memories. And this is a very good way. Like when people are struggling with watching YouTube and all those, all we need to do is just move into Srila Prabhupada memories. So we don't have to give up. So here, the question Prabhupada say, okay, you stop sense gratification, then what we do? We move to the shelter of a spiritual master. So the great sage Narada clearly instructs that don't remain in this, but then move your ashram to the ashram of a saintly person, Paramahamsa. So this Hamsa, Hamsa means who can segregate water and milk and take just milk and leave the water. So that is why Paramahamsa, very significant word. No? So we take shelter of those people who can, the bona fide spiritual master, who can segregate this water and milk and just give us the nectar from this material world. So we are living in this material world, but as soon as we take shelter of the spiritual master is able to give us just the nectar from this material world. Be in the association of devotees, he gives us the association of devotees, he gives us the Mahamantra to chant, nice prasadam, the books with nice knowledge, everything. Spiritual master is able to take the nectar even in this material world. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that if we are serious about achieving the real happiness, real happiness, what is real happiness? Real happiness means happiness which doesn't have the sorrow attached to it. Just like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the sweet rice. We make sweet rice and then we are trying to have the sweet rice and I think, wow, this is so nice. And then taste it and there is like crickle, some sand in it. So then sweet rice is perfect, but the sand is spoiling the taste. So we need the sweetness of just the sweet rice. We don't want the sand attached. So that is real happiness. Where it is pure happiness, we don't want the misery of the material world. So if we take shelter of the spiritual master, and here it is saying, you go to the ashrama of the spiritual master, leave everything and take shelter, then you will get that pure happiness, anandamaya abhyasatma, the unlimited bliss of the spiritual world we can experience. So here again, after explaining what is the Hamsa Ashrama, everything, and Srila Prabhupada comes to the point. When we leave everything and go to the ashrama, unless you have a spiritual master, it is very difficult. Like we know the story of King Bharat. He left everything, went, but he didn't. He just practiced on his own and fell down. So Prabhupada saying, yes, you go to the ashrama, take shelter of the Paramahamsa. But now he comes to the point that that going to the ashrama is not possible in this life, like in this modern age, especially in the Western countries. We can't leave and go. We have to use the facilities. So Srila Prabhupada speaks about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasri Thakur, who first time started, don't mind what you have. The main thing is, are you using that in Krishna's service? It could be anything, but use in Krishna's service. And Srila Prabhupada, in one lecture, very interesting, in 1975 in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada says, you can use your anarthas in Krishna consciousness. We may think, you know, the greed, but Rupa Goswami says, lavalyam is a qualification to get Krishna. That lavalyam, that greed, I really want to get Krishna. And we can use everything other than envy can be used in Krishna's service. So, like we know, transcendental competition, Srila Prabhupada had this worldwide movement happening in just 12 years, more than 100 centers. How? He utilizes transcendental competition. When he writes the letters, no, we see, and he will say, oh, I am in this place and it is very nice here. These things are very nice here. So like that, he made everyone, okay, learn from each other, do your best, give your best for Krishna. So not like, okay, just leave everything. No. And even Srila Prabhupada told to the devotees initially, you know, you are perfect because you have already renounced everything. You are ready to just take Krishna because you don't have to leave anything. You have already left everything. Just accept Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada taught how we can utilize everything in Krishna's service. It could be anything. So this is so practical for us in modern age that we don't have to leave anything. Just whatever is there for us, use in Krishna's service, including time. We have time, we have our body, we have the facilities of the car, and we have the house. Whatever we have, we can use in Krishna's service. Conceivable, inconceivable. In everything, we have to use in Krishna's service. Some service we may know, some service we don't know, but whatever, this is how we tax our brain. We have got our brain. How we tax our brain? Not thinking how I can make my life so nice, oh, my family, how I can, oh, my child like this, child like that. Yes, we need to do that. So Srila Prabhupada says, not that we don't want to use the material facilities, but we shouldn't live and die for that material facility. Not just living like the people, you know, just for the car, just for the, you know, just identifying themselves with the car or the building or anything like that, you know, and then it can go even among devotees, sometimes it go hyper that, oh my, you know, if you have a nice house and then you have guests at home, children come and they do something and they're like, oh no, don't do, if you said that it will break, if you do this it will break. So then instead of serving the guest, the consciousness is more about, is everything okay? My house is fine. No? So, the Srila Prabhupada is telling everything use in Krishna's service. Don't live and die for this material facility. Now, how do we do that? The abhayam, like we need to be fearless. We don't have to be scared of the material energy. That's another thing. One is too much attachment and fear. We don't have to be attached. We don't have to be fearful. How we will not be attached and we not be fearful about the material world? That fear is there for us, no? Anxiety. Human beings means anxiety. Always anxious. How we are not anxious is by thinking that, okay, this material world, okay, this energy, this material world, what is it? It's energy of whom? Krishna. Which Krishna? My worshipable Lord Krishna. This, whatever I am seeing, this world, who is the proprietor, who is the controller of this world? Krishna. Which Krishna? My Krishna. So because we have that connection with Krishna, it's very easy. This is my Krishna's property. So then we will not see any stone or wood or metal. We will just see Krishna. I think last time we discussed about this, that how Kuchela, when he came, sorry, the Sudama Vipra, when he came, after meeting Krishna, when he got this whole material opulence, he didn't see gold, he didn't see silver, he didn't see the maids, all the facilities. Everywhere where he looked, he only saw Krishna. So when we see our house, when we see the things, when we see our family everywhere, all what we will see is Krishna. And when we reach that stage where we can see just Krishna and nothing else, our life is perfect. And Radharani shows us by example. The biggest, the greatest devotee is Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani shows us by example in one pastime. Which pastime it is? In the Radha Ban Bihari pastime. Now, near Kusum Sarovar, we have that small ISKCON temple, Radha Ban Bihari. There, how was that? She is there, and like after Kusum Sarovar pastime, you know, where Krishna is coming as a gardener and say, "Oh, you're all stealing flowers. This I will complain to the king Cupid." Like, you know, so he gets into the argument, and then the gopis say, "Oh, okay, here our thing. Oh, no, I don't get into any talk with females. I am very strict like that." And then at the end, he just started the pastimes with the devotees. So then what pastime was that? Krishna was combing Radharani's hair. Now when Krishna was combing Radharani's hair, Radharani is holding the mirror and looking. And now comes the best part. She's holding the mirror. So if someone, like, you know, when we are small, our mother will do our hair and we are holding the mirror and seeing how it is. What do we look? We look at our hair, our face. How do I look? But Radharani is looking at the mirror. What is she seeing? She is seeing Krishna. So when she sees Krishna, so instead of seeing her face or instead of looking how beautiful, all she can see is Krishna. That is devotional service. When we look in the mirror, we will see Krishna. So when we look in the house, we will see Krishna. When we are going to work, we will see Krishna. Everywhere in the world, if we can see Krishna, then our life is perfect. Then we don't see metal, we don't see wood. And that is Rupa Goswami explaining as, what is that Yukta Vairagya? Are we not attached? Yes. By attached to whom? Krishna. And whatever else we see is Krishna's mercy. So we see Krishna everywhere. So when one is not attached to anything, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Srila Rupa Goswami gives us this very valuable instruction, how in this modern age, how we can be Krishna conscious always. When one is not attached to anything, but at the same time accepts everything in relation to Krishna, one is rightly situated about possessiveness. Then we don't think, oh, this is mine. So when we are connected to Krishna and see Krishna everywhere, now when something goes, we don't think, okay, oh, I lost it. No, Krishna's fine. That attachment goes, then we automatically become detached and we will always be perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness. How Srila Prabhupada has named this International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Not anything else, we change our consciousness. So in this way, we will be able to change our consciousness always fixed in Krishna. So we are not attached to this material opulence. We can see in Srila Prabhupada's example, Acharya's examples, what do they do? Srila Prabhupada, it is described himself as jet age Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa, here we see Paramahamsas in the ashrama, but his jet age. So Srila Prabhupada says, like, we need to travel for preaching purpose. We need to travel to New York. Okay, you don't walk to New York, you use the jet. So we can save time and we can do more preaching. So we are not averse to using anything. We use everything, but we use it to make this propaganda, the Krishna conscious propaganda, more and more, so more people can be saved in that way. So many people suffering, we will help them become Krishna conscious, enjoy. Don't suffer like this. Please come. And this assembly, you know, we have different clubs all over the world. this club, that club, you know, they have many, come here, oh, join here, this is like this, this is like that. No, and many people join, especially business people are all very interested in these clubs. Why? Because then I can meet more people, I get more contact, I can do more business partners like that. So we are here, we are also, Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Instruction, this society we have created, come, join the society, speak about Krishna, be happy. Even in the current situation, whatever be the situation, like now, you know, when in the with this pandemic happening all over the world, you know, nothing has actually affected like this all over the world. You know, after the world war and all those, after a long time, the situation is coming. People are all in anxiety. And one devotee was telling that he had to go back to work, and then the social service, they're calling, oh, are you okay to go to work? And he says, yeah, I'm okay. And they're like, are you really okay? Are you not in any anxiety, nothing? Do you want to attend this training, that? Like, he said, finally, he had to say, no, I do meditation in the morning and I'm perfectly fine. So the whole world, they have already thought that everyone has to be in anxiety. But devotees, you know, Bhagavad Sapta, you know, Zoom, like all day and night, Zoom is running, chanting, reading, studying, children's program, the Mataji's program, then Kirtan program. So like that, we use Zoom and the company is surprised. What are you doing with the Zoom for this 24 hours continuously? You know, even companies, no one uses so much as like how you are using. 24 hours you're using Zoom for like 7 days a week. How did you do that? What are you doing in this? So, see, we can utilize everything in Krishna consciousness. And, okay, so I think we'll stop now. But last one I will say that this is what success in life is. Any situation that comes, which comes as an obstacle, or as a challenge, turn it into an opportunity. Like now how the devotees are doing. Pandemic, okay, let me study, spend more time studying, spend more time. So like being with devotees, the only thing is like, you know, we can't cook and sit together and eat. But in Zoom, we all do all those, everything we can do. So that is success, where we are detached from this material world into from matter and see the spirit in that matter. Okay, so we saw, just to summarize, we saw how Narad Muni is giving clear instruction what the king should do now. So he's telling that, no, don't worry about those small enjoyments, give up. Go to the Paramahamsa, you know, the highest level of the ashrama of the spiritual master. Take shelter of the spiritual master. And don't think that you can on your own come out of it. Please, just go to the shelter of the spiritual master and learn. And by their mercy, get out of all these things. Please give up your attraction for material existence. Just holding to the rope of mercy that spiritual master is giving us. Just hold the rope and come out of this deep, dark well. And then to that that new world of full bright. Mashashanko na pavaka, nothing is needed. Yad gatvana nivartande tadhama parama mamma. Let's go back to that world where there is no need of anything external. Everything is self-illuminating, all happiness, and be there eternally. So just like someone says, give your $5, £5 to me, I will give you $1,000 back. We don't think I want to keep a $5, I don't want to give. No, we give. Because we are getting 1,000 back. So the same way, compared to what we get in the spiritual world, here nothing. Srila Prabhupada said, no, you are giving only the car with the iron and steel. Like, you should be given for the representative of the Supreme Lord. It should be with gold. So we bought in the spiritual world is all gold. And here we have just, Dhruva Maharaj says, you know, here we are looking for those broken pieces of glass when there are diamonds waiting for us. So let us, like, you know, together in this Vaishnava Raj Sabha, together everyone, what, you know, how better it could be that I have the shelter of the spiritual master, but I also have the company of my peers and everyone. So they can all go together like the birds going from one place to another. They go as a flock, just together, everyone supporting each other. And just with the, before we realize, we will be face to face with Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Oh yeah, we are back here together, serve again, together, eternal relationship. So very like, thank you, and amazing Vaishnava Association. Sorry, like if I could hear a few realizations, reflections or questions, something, that would be very nice. Thank you. Any questions or questions, not so much, but any comments, anyone can add anything to this?
Thank you so much, Manjari Ma.
Hare Krishna.
Pleasure to hear from you. Thank you so much for such a fabulous class. Very, very pleasant always to hear to you. Thank you so much. I don't have any questions, but it was such a pleasant morning for us here, listening to your class. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
For your kindness. Thank you for your kind words. Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Thank you. Yes. Any points? You're all, I know you all know more than what I spoke. So please share something. Some points that you can add, what you realized or what is your takeaway from today's discussion, or something you can practically apply in your life after reading this verse, after hearing the Srila Prabhupada. Anything? I don't know. So what time? What the past one, no? Timing?
Hare Krishna,
Mataji. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Beautiful class, Mataji. You are explaining very simple words, like, you know, how in this whole chapter, how Narada Muni was not telling initially, but telling little later, because we cannot accept. I could relate myself, because when I saw initially Krishna conscious devotee, I was so scared. Oh my God, these people are out of the world. Let me be far away from them. Because I was scared seeing somebody in this America completely leaving everything and living something differently. I was like, I could relate to it when you said that. And also the other point I really like that you were stressing, and also Parpat also says that we can have everything. It's nothing wrong to have everything, but we have to use it in Krishna consciousness. And to attract somebody, new people, we might need to show something that they also have, so that they can easily relate to it. And that way we can make them bond with us. Like you were giving example how Prabhupada talked to that person about all the things about the race first, and then he went into the topic. So that is really very nice. Usually to attract new people, that can help us, Mataji. Very beautiful. And only the spiritual master can help us and, you know, give the without sand sweet for us. That was so beautiful, Mataji. Your class is awesome. I mean, it is very easily I could relate to it, Mataji. I do not have any doubts in that. No confusion. It just went into my heart. Thank you so much. Really beautiful.
Thank you, Mataji, because in our Krishna conscious journey, we all have to convince ourselves, no? Think about it, convince ourselves, okay, this question is there, okay, find the solution. Then, you know, it's everything Srila Prabhupada has given. So, yeah, nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you. Anyone? Okay, anyone else?
Hare Krishna, yes. Amala Manjari Mataji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful... Hare Krishna. Thank you for such a beautiful class this morning. Mataji, everything that you said makes so much sense, right? It is such a simple process, and we can apply it to our daily life. I really love the example of how you said that, you know, normally when we're sitting in front of a mirror, we would want to look at, okay, how is someone doing my hair? How am I looking? But instead, Radharani is always looking at Krishna in the same way. We should also try to do everything for his pleasure. So it's such a beautiful statement. Mataji, I'm full of anartha, so can you please help? Like you were saying, that we should also use our anarthas in the service of the Lord. So could you please shed some light on that?
Yeah, very simple. See, it is all in the mind. Okay, so when we start practicing Krishna consciousness, we don't identify ourselves as the mind. So the mind is a person. So suppose I am struggling with say envy or greed or whatever, or maybe you take like a gross anartha, like shopping. And the many people like shopping, love shopping. And so then I start speaking to my mind as if a second, another person. If someone comes and tells you, I have this, I love shopping. Everything about Krishna consciousness is good, but I cannot leave my shopping. Then how will you encourage that person to take up Krishna consciousness? You know, you think about it. No? So then you start preaching to the person. Okay, so then you may say, okay, shopping, oh, it is very easy. Shopping means you go shop, buy whatever you want. Okay, what kind of shopping do you like most? Okay, I love jewelry shopping. I like all kinds of jewelry. Then we say, okay, you know, very easy. When you start your Krishna consciousness, we have nice deities. And show pictures of deities and see, look how nice jewelry they are wearing. You have deities, go shopping, buy. And we all do that. We are also, you know, so as soon as they say shopping, you think, oh yeah, I also do shopping. Oh, jewelry shopping. Yes, I do so much jewelry shopping. Oh, you won't believe that when I go to India, I go from city to city for jewelry shopping. And they think, oh wow, that's good. Then what do you buy? Okay, I buy for my deities. So the same, so in that way, whatever anartha, all of us have our anarthas, if we can start speaking to our mind as another person, you know, I'm just telling what I do. You know, there is this problem. Okay, what to do? You know, then if we have to tell, suppose you are cultivating a person to in Krishna consciousness, and that person comes and tells you, I have this problem. Then what do we do? We are thinking how to help this person. Then we think about it, we refer Srila Prabhupada's books, or we hear lectures, we go Google, okay, this is the problem they're telling. What are the, so, okay, someone is saying, I'm not disciplined. Then, okay, what are the ways to discipline ourselves? I need to help this person. She has asked me how to help her. So let me Google. So whatever we may do for another person, do it for ourselves. So whatever is the anartha. So just imagine someone else has come with the problem and we are helping that person. Then we start thinking about it, you know, finding solution. And obviously, you know, that is the beauty of Krishna consciousness, that we are not struggling alone. At one point, we will just turn towards Krishna, to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, definitely, Prabhupada will never let us down. You know, you just have to go to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I'm struggling with this. Please help me. And then you will see immediately the whole thing is gone. That is why the Guru Puja in the morning is very important. That is the time when we submit to Srila Prabhupada, saying, you know, it's more like giving a report. That I found very powerful. Analyze ourselves, analyze our Krishna consciousness, what is our situation every day in Guru Puja or any time during the day. Just give a report. Maybe just before you go to take rest in the night, just go to in front of spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, just say, okay, this is what I could do today. And whatever good things have happened in this, people said, okay, I am good in this way, I offer it to you. And please forgive me, I did these mistakes, so please help me. And we will see that in no time we can progress in Krishna consciousness very nicely. That is the Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandhe. What is that? We have this opportunity of spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, the many devotees just use their help. Not even go and tell directly. Just in front of Srila Prabhupada, murti, photo, something, Prabhupada, please help. And then it's so easy. Anarthas are nothing compared to how powerful Srila Prabhupada is. Srila Prabhupada said, no, I can kick all this. In one kick, all this will go. What all the planetary problems, astrological problems, what about our small? And we may think it is a big problem. It is not. It is not. Problems are not big. Because what we feel is what Krishna makes us feel. And then Krishna gives us intelligence. Introspection is very important. Just introspect, take shelter, report to Prabhupada every day, this is what we did, this is what I did right, and this is what I did wrong. Please help. Just ask for help. this was in 999 or 911 or whatever, no, not 999, no, the emergency numbers are always available. We just use it, and before we realize, we will be with Krishna. It's not like, it's not difficult. Krishna consciousness is so nice, you know, that we don't even feel like that we are leaving something. Okay, sorry, I hope yes. I didn't long answer.
No, no, it's a beautiful answer, Mataji. Thank you so much. Because, I mean, in my head, I would always be, you know, trying to think and talk and speak it out. I've never thought of going directly and facing, Gurudev's, Guru Maharaj's deity or Srila Prabhupada's deity, actually, and speaking it out. So when we talk it out, it makes better sense, and we are directly approaching them and pleading to them for their mercy so that they can help us out. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. The only difference, like from what my latest realization is, the only difference between a successful person and a non-successful person is how strong their prayer is. That's all. The more stronger we pray, the we will be more successful. Yes, so all everything depends on prayer and connecting with Srila Prabhupada. Okay, I think, I don't know what is the end time. I think it's time to stop now.
No? Mataji, do you
have... Yeah.
Yeah, do you have time, Mataji?
Yeah, I have. I'm okay.
Indu Mataji, you want to ask question?
No, I was just thanking Mataji for the wonderful answer. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. You said about the Sudama. He went to Dwaraka and he was seeing Krishna everywhere. I was just thinking when you were giving class, like when I went to Dwaraka, I didn't see Krishna everywhere. Even the, you know, whatever I see, it's there we see. And like, thank you for the pastimes about Radharani. One more thing I wanted to share, like, you know, when we sing the song Jagannath Swami Nayana Pathagami Bhavatume. So it's not happening. We sing every time, every day, like Purushottamant is going on, and it's like a reminder for us, but there is Jagannath deities we have. But we don't see them everywhere. I'm talking about myself. I'm so dumb, you know. And Srila Prabhupada has given everything. Yes. I don't know what we need more to come that bhav and prema. Like, you know, it's nothing is there. It's like a dry. Our tears will not come in the eyes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, this is, I don't know who, like, the beauty of that is the day when we think I saw Krishna or I can see Krishna everywhere, the day when we think that, then our spiritual life is finished. We are no longer a devotee. That's what Srila Prabhupada says, no, hey, Radhe, Vraja, Devi, Ke, Chalalite, hey, Nanda, Suno, Kuta, where is Krishna? What Goswami is. Are saying, hey, Nanda Suno Kuta. So the more, that is why we have to do service more, because the more we do service, the more we realize that we are nothing. We understand this 1/10,000 of that, you know, minute spiritual particle is all what we are, cannot do anything. We can't do anything, can't move a blade of grass without Krishna's sanction. So that is perfection of life. I was thinking, like, even Srimati Radharani, what does she say? Krishna, look at that. She's such a nice devotee doing so much service. And so she is showing us by example how a devotee should be. That we are always like, you know, when devotees say, oh, look at that devotee, what nice devotion. They will even, the more we progress in our Krishna consciousness, even a new devotee, we will start appreciating. That is how we know how we are progressing. Seeing Krishna, that is something else. You know, we don't know. We don't know whether we are seeing Krishna. We don't know anything. We are just doing it So that, but then we, what is the way to analyze it? Analyze it. The, if we want to analyze our spiritual life and know where in where is our progress, all we need to do is, how much am I appreciating devotees? Am I finding fault in every devotee? Or am I learning from even the person who has come first time to Krishna consciousness? Am I learning something from them? Am I appreciating something in them? And then we know. That is the best way that's given, that the more we progress in our Krishna consciousness, more we will hanker even for the association of a Kanishtha Adhikari devotee. They'll think, oh wow, what devotion they have. They will see Krishna everywhere. Kanishtha Adhikari, nothing. Like, you know, we have so many examples. Like one day there was this Janmashtami program somewhere in, I think, Maharashtra or somewhere. And then they had a fancy dress competition. The children all dressed up as Krishna, Radharani, like that. And then His Holiness Loknath Maharaj, after the program, he just saw one boy dressed as Krishna and he paid full obeisances because he didn't see the boy, he saw Krishna. So that is that level, you know, that he didn't see, like everywhere he's seeing Krishna. But when we see Krishna, when we see the deity, or when we see a boy who is dressing as Krishna, you know, we are not able to see Krishna there. We will see fault more. You know, even when we go to the temple, what to do? So much anarthas, no? Everything beautifully dressed, and if one flower instead of facing is down, that is all that we see. His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj says, whatever is the dirt outside that we see is an external manifestation of our dirt inside. So even if you're not seeing Krishna, even if you don't, like, if you're not able to see Krishna personally, if you're not able to see the unearth, the false, then we are better situated. That's all. Like, you know, we don't know how Krishna looks. We don't know how, in what form Krishna will come. So these are, like, personally, that is what I look at. You know, if I'm feeling, being very critical about devotees, then the alarm rings. Oh no, so read more, chant more, something wrong. So we should just appreciate the devotees. And in that way, we can overcome all the problems we can overcome just by appreciating devotees. Just the train ourselves to see only the good in devotees. Then good in everyone. Just appreciate everyone, then very nice. No? Yeah, so I cannot tell anything more than this, Madhaji, because I have not seen Krishna. I don't see Krishna. No? So I have no idea.
Thank you, yes. Madhaji. Okay. And thank you for the pastime of that Radharani. Because Radharani also seeing Krishna in, like, when she sees in the mirror. So I remember when we went to near Kusum Sarovar, that the temple is there, yes. And I don't know the Prabhu's name. He has a white body, and mm-hmm. he gave a picture. You know, see, you can see here. You see?
Yes, the sticker.
See, Radharani, means the Krishna is coming, Radharani is here. So in there, like DT. The DT has the comb.
Yes.
Small comb.
Yes.
So nice.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, there is, like, if you speak to that Mataji, Palindri Mataji, there you learn a lot. You know, anyway, there is so much, like, you know, we can just go on. So I think I'll stop here. I don't know what is your ending time. No? So. Okay, let's stop here. We can discuss, like, it just goes eternally, discussion. So somewhere we have to stop. I don't know. Like,
yeah, Mataji, if anybody has question, can they ask you if you have time?
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
Hare Krishna, anybody has any question or they want to say something, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanush Pranams. Very, very wonderful class. I mean, your classes are filled with practical applications and it flows like Ganges. from Hare one Krishna. Point to another.
I know you're good at poetry, Mataji. You use the choicest words. Yes, thank you. There is something, it all comes from the parampara. Thank you, yes, for your kind words.
Thank you so much, you know, for your wonderful, wonderful association. Such a sweet, such sweet realizations and so much pastimes and filled with nectar. Your class is just nectar. Thank you for your association.
Thank you, Madhuji. Nice to see you. I see you every day now. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Me too. We are very, very happy to see you offering different things and also the other Prabhu with you and so nice preaching reports. Very inspired, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. You are inspiring. You are inspiring. Very nice. Unique, no? You offer like glorification every day. So nice. That's what you do. You know, even we look forward. Oh, what is she saying today?
So, yeah, that's, as you say, I mean, it's from Krishna. And I mean, whatever little bit, there are lots of faults, but you don't see the faults. Like, as you see, you always see the good thing on it. Many devotees have many, many realizations, but somehow Krishna is allowing me to express a little bit on behalf of all of you, Mataji.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that is very true. You know, this is from everyone of, like all of us, we don't know to put in words, you put in words very nicely, very, very nice. It's just like, no, it's something to look forward to. You know? Very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Okay. Okay, we will stop here now.
Thank you, Mataji, for this wonderful session today. Are there any more questions for Mataji at this point before we end the class? If not, Mataji, once again, thank you very much for this wonderful class today.
Please, forgive me if I said anything wrong and not up to this thing. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this family. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa singhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo
namah. Prajraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna, Mataji ki jai, Hare Krishna.